With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
The show is called Tee to Green, and the language we speak here is golf. Thanks for giving us a listen and for making what we do a part of your sports weekend. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie O'Connell's off today, and as usual, the Duke, Robert DeCosa, is our producer in master control. And what a show we have for you today. The newest golf course in the country opened here in Colorado, and last week I was fortunate to be one of the first golfers to play Rodeo Dunes. Rodeo Dunes, the latest project from Michael Kaiser Golf. Yeah, that's the same family who gave us Sand Valley in Wisconsin and Bandon Dunes in Oregon. Rodeo Dunes is about an hour northeast of Denver. The plan is to have six courses, a seven-acre putting green, and lodging for a major stay-and-play golf resort. And Tom Farrell from Rodeo Dunes will be here today to tell us all about those major plans. Our other guest today joins us all the way from jolly old England. Golf travel writer Mike May is on an English links tour playing six courses in 6 days. Today is day six, and we'll try to check in with Mr. May to see how the trip is going. We've got that and more all coming your way, and it's all straight ahead today here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7, I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest, safe.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green. Stream live at sportsbyline.com. And you can also hear us on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on the American Forces Network. I'm Jay Ritchie, teeing it up, talking golf with Tom Farrell of Rodeo Dunes, next right here on Tee to Green.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
News, it's interviews, and we try to make it lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. It's Tee to Green. It's the Golf Show. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie O'Connell is off today. Debbie is actually in Ohio, I believe, and she's coming back from a family wedding, but Debbie will be back with us on the next week's show. As we are talking golf once again in Master Control, we've got the Duke, Robert DeCosa, and coming up later in the show, Mike May will be joining us, hopefully from jolly old England, where he is on a six-day golf trip, six courses in 6 days, and we'll be hearing from him later in the show. Our first guest standing by, ready to go on the Tee to Green guest line. We're welcoming back to Tee to Green Tom Farrell with the Michael Kaiser Golf Properties to talk about the newest golf course in the country, which I had a chance to. I wish Debbie was here today, because Debbie's always going to these wonderful places and playing golf, and she's got great stories to tell. And I've got one, but I can't share it with her. But we'll just talk about it with Tom Farrell today, who's on the Tee to Green guest line. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Jay. Good to be with you this morning. Thanks for having me.
What's that?
I said, thank you for having me.
Oh, you bet. Thank you, first off, for the great time and an amazing experience, 9 or 10 days ago now, last week, when you had 48 folks out to play Rodeo Dunes in northeast Colorado, northeast of, about an hour northeast of Denver, near Fort Morgan, if folks are familiar with that part of Colorado. Thank you again for inviting us out to play, and thank you for doing the show here today. Let's talk about Rodeo Dunes and how it all began. Somebody asked me, and I didn't have an answer, and I didn't get a chance to ask you. Somebody asked me, where did you come up with the name Rodeo Dunes?
Well, that's a common question, Jay, and the way it came up was the ranch on which the land sits, and in which we bought the dunes from, is owned by the Surgeon family. Surgeon family is the largest breeder of rodeo stock in the world, horses and that kind of thing. And they're also the United States' largest producer of championship rodeos. So rodeo is truly in the ground at Rodeo Dunes. So it was kind of a natural name when we sat down and started that process.
Yeah, okay. And also there's a great story. Michael Kaiser Golf Properties, is the guy who sort of discovered the land out there, the place where the resort is going to be built.
The funny thing there, Jay, is that Michael was zooming around on Google Earth, and he loves to try to find sand veins, you know, or sand ridges. And there's a great sand ridge that begins kind of at Rodeo Dunes and stretches all the way out to Sand Hills and on into, you know, through Nebraska. And he saw these dunes just outside of Denver and was completely captivated by them. And within about 10 days, he was on a plane, landed in the afternoon at Denver International Airport, drove. It only takes about 35 minutes to get to the property from there. And he stands at the fence, and the sun is starting to go down, and the dunes are kind of shining gold in the afternoon light. And he's just so overcome, and he just hops the fence and starts exploring the dunes. And he ends up being confronted by one of the ranch hands. And the ranch hands, you know, they don't take kindly to trespassing in the ranching world, as you might guess. The ranch hand wants to know who this guy is, and Michael tries to explain and finally asks the guy, "Do you play golf?" And to Michael and everyone's great surprise, the guy said, "Yeah, I play golf." And that kind of opened up the conversation. And that led to a famous ham sandwich in the kitchen of Mike Serving, who was the patriarch of the Serving family. He passed away in April of 25. But that began the relationship that 6 years later culminated with that media day 9 or 10 days ago.
Well, it's a good thing it wasn't the Yellowstone Ranch up in Wyoming. He might have ended up in the train station.
Yeah, let me tell you, it's, when you've gone through this and gotten to know the West a little bit and the Eastern Plains a little bit, very interesting to watch those shows and see what we know now, right? It's, land, and I would say that's one thing that the rodeo and golfers share is this incredible desire to have the land fully express itself, you know, and to really take care of the land for its purpose. So we feel connected to those shows, and part of it is our reality.
Tom Farrell is our guest. Tom is with Rodeo Dunes, Michael Kaiser Golf Properties, a brand new major golf resort in Northeast Colorado. The first course is a Bill Corr, Ben Crenshaw design, and it just opened. It won't be open to public play until next year, but it is open, and it's the start of what will be eventually six different courses, a 7-acre putting green, and of course lodging for folks to come. The design is, and it's no coincidence that if you're thinking Bandon Dunes or Sand Valley, Bandon Dunes in Oregon, Sand Valley in Wisconsin, it's no coincidence because Michael Kaiser's family started those two places. But this is just his baby, isn't it, Tom?
It is. This is the first resort or the first destination. We're a few years away from being an actual resort with on-site lodging. But this is our first destination taken soup to nuts by Michael Kaiser. In other words, you know, land acquisition, course design and construction, And it's really amazing, Jay, and the energy that he has is, you know, it, obviously he was around it with his dad growing up, but, you know, Michael truly believes in the community of golf. And I'm not saying Mr. Kaiser doesn't, by the way, of course. But Michael, he's got some very interesting ideas about how golf and people can really interface, and how golf and other creative pursuits, art, music, children, the whole gamut of life. And, the phrase we've been working with, I wouldn't call it a tagline, but we talk about it among ourselves, is meaningful communities anchored by golf. And that's part of what you're going to find, and this will be open next year, Jay, by the way, a 7.5-acre putting green, putting course. And probably, to tell you the truth, you could have four courses on that 7.5-acre green. But, you know, we want people to come out and share golf with their little ones, with their older parents. And they can get the thrill of this kind of prairie links golf experience, even on that putting green, right? Kind of like the Himalayas over in St. Andrews. And the second course of rodeo is well underway, designed by Jim Craig. You stand on the first tee and you look south and you're playing the Corey Crenshaw course. If you turn around 180 degrees, you're looking north to the first hole of the Jim Craig course. And as far as I know, it's the only 36-hole pair of courses in the world where you could literally use the exact same tee markers to go off on two different courses. It's really an amazing vision, and we are thrilled to be revealing it kind of in a slow roll reveal to the golfers of Colorado and the world, in fact.
It is called Rodeo Dunes, and it's just starting. The first course is built, and some play is underway. It won't be open to the public until 2027, next year. And we're talking to Tom Farrell about it today. Tom's going to do another segment. And Tom, in the second segment, I want to get into the plans for the future beyond this first Core Crenshaw course and what Rodeo Dunes eventually will look like somewhere down the road. Tom Farrell with us today. It's Tee to Green. I'm Jay Ritchie. We'll be right back after this.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Sometimes life changes, and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Golfers listen because we speak their language. That language is golf. It's Tee to Green, the golf show. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie O'Connell is off today. We're talking to Tom Farrell, a director of communications among the hats that he wears at Rodeo Dunes, Michael Kaiser Golf Properties, brand new golf course in northeast Colorado. It's about an hour northeast of Denver. It's out past the Denver International Airport, if you're familiar with that part of the state of Colorado. And they just had the media day opening a week ago. Won't be open to public play until next year. And it's one of what is proposed to be six golf courses on the property, along with a 7.5-acre putting green and eventually lodging for people to come, stay, and play golf at Rodeo Dunes. The first course, Tom, I was out there and I couldn't believe it. Out in the middle of nowhere, and you've got this great golf course. Prairie Links Golf is a great description to what that course, designed by Bill Kaur and Ben Crenshaw, looks like. How long did it take them? When did they start on that course?
Well, that's a great question, Jay, and I'll tell you, there are so many benefits to building golf on a sandy site. So this site is so sandy that Mike Sturgeon, when Michael Kaiser was getting to know him, was a little bit, he didn't quite understand the interest in that part of the property. He said that's the least valuable property on the ranch, right? Nothing grows there. You can't graze the cattle there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we're looking at it as, man, this is just absolutely perfect ground. So we began mowing out fairways and kind of establishing the playing corridors in the late summer, early fall of 2024. We did not have a ground disturbance permit, so we could not, we couldn't strip the ground or anything like that. So we were just mowing it, and we were waiting on that disturbance permit, and there were some bureaucratic, or there were some changes in the department that had to issue it, some personnel changes. And we had expected it to come in March or April, we would have been mowing in 2023. We expected it in March or April of 2024. And it was not granted. It did not get issued until June 20th, 2024. And I remember that date very clearly because within 10 minutes of it being issued, we began stripping the fairway of number 10, what is now number 10. And we put irrigation down on 11 holes that fall. And in 25, we grassed those 11 holes beginning on Masters Thursday. That was just a year ago. And that led us to playing those 11 holes at the first ride event, which was a rodeo, actual points-earning rodeo. And our founders got to, for the first time, do grass on 11 holes and play a preview loop. So then the remaining holes were grassed in the fall of 2025. And here we are in 2026 playing 18 holes. Make no mistake, we're still in growing, Jay. It's early. This will be a 2 to 3 year process before the course is 100% fully formed. I was with Bill Kerr right. all of last week out there, and he was just, you know, he was beside himself with the progress and with what Rodeo Dunes is today. But he can wait until he sees what it is 2 years from now. Right? Yeah. We believe that.
Well, it's amazing. It looks like it's been there for forever. I mean, we couldn't believe it. We were out on the middle of the back nine just looking around, and there's nothing out there but the golf course. It's sand hills, it's grassland, it's weeds, it's rocks, it's the plains, it's a prairie, but right dropped in the middle of all that is a beautiful, lush, green golf course. So that's the first one. Where are things as far as the next golf course?
Right. So Jim Craig's course is well underway. We will grass a minimum of 7 holes this year on that golf course. We expect to have some level of preview play available late next year, next season. And then we will hopefully open that course up, whether it's a founder preview season or to the public in 2028, we have yet to determine. But that golf course is underway and it is coming. And it looks great. I had the chance to walk the routing this past week. The holes that have been shaped look absolutely amazing. The dunes are a little bit more rugged and steep over there than on the Coolidge Crenshaw course. And so it'll have a similar, they'll be brothers, right? They'll have the same DNA, but they'll be very different personalities. So we're really looking forward to that. The putting course, as I said, that's being designed by Clive Johnson, a Scottish designer. You're going to be hearing a lot from him in the future. We're really excited about this putting course. It'll be the largest in the world by orders of magnitude. And you're really going to enjoy that. There's a site for a third 18-hole course north of the current two courses. We have not selected an architect for that yet, but, it'll be similar to what we have now. Those are the highest dunes on the property. So 3 18-hole courses, there'll be a short course, and there will be one of our favorite things to do now at all of our properties is build a 12-hole regulation course. So it's real golf holes. It's not just par 3s, but it's 12 holes. We just opened up the Commons at Sand Valley last weekend. I'm telling you, it's going to quickly be one of the most popular attractions at that resort. So we'll have a 12-hole course at Rodeo Dunes and, all the golf you could possibly hope to play. And clubhouse construction will start later this year, and then we'll get to the hotel and cottages, privately owned real estate, probably in a couple of years yet.
Yeah. So the first course, the Coolidge Crenshaw course, is strictly a walking course. That is, what are the rest of the courses going to be? Is it going to be kind of a mix?
Well, we're obviously going to watch what happens this year with our founder play and next year with the public. But we are committed to walking golf. We believe that that's the way golf ought to be played. We are committed to the experience of walking. We love the caddy experience. They're not mandatory out there, but we strongly suggest taking one of our incredible caddies. And I would expect the remainder of courses to follow that lead. Of course, we have ADA carts, but they're not convenience carts. They're for real medical conditions. So, you know, start practicing your walking, Jay. You need to stay mobile in this world.
It's called Rodeo Dunes. And where can people go, Tom, to give us the website or somewhere? I know that there's some great aerial footage and shots of the course and the property. Where can people check it out and get more information and also get an amazing look video of Rodeo Dunes?
Yeah, the content, excuse me, we've been able to capture with some of the top photographers and videographers in the Bay. You can find it at rodeodunes.com. I would urge everybody to sign up for our insiders list there. That is the only way that we are distributing tee time opportunities to the public will be through our insiders list. So thank you. 20 seconds to sign up for it. And I really recommend everybody do that. There's still opportunities to get tee times for next year.
Okay. RodeoDunes.com. Go there, check out the video, and also sign up for Rodeo Dunes Insider stuff and tee times as well. Tom Farrell, Tom, thank you so much. And thank you again for last week.
My pleasure, Jay. It was great to see you out there, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Sounds good. That's Tom Farrell with Rodeo Dunes today here on Tee to Green.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, or on your smartphone. Lots of ways to listen to Tee to Green these days, and we appreciate however you are tuning us in as we talk golf. We do this each and every Sunday. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie O'Connell is off today, and we're trying to track down Mr. Mike May, our golf travel writer, who is over in England, in Great Britain, on a English Lynx and Coastal Golf Experience Tour, 6 courses in 6 days. And Mr. May's got to be pretty worn out, but we're trying to get a hold of him and see if he can tell us a little bit about his trip at this point. In the meantime, something I wanted to mention, I don't know if you've been following in the last few weeks anyway, since the initial announcement, the fate of LIV Golf, which a lot of people pretty much thought or declared it dead a few weeks ago when they announced it, when PIF, the Saudi money organization that has been funding LIV Golf for the last 4.5 years and shelling out tons and tons of money, announced that it was withdrawing the funding. And a lot of people have different thoughts about that. What should the PGA Tour do? What should other golf organizations do? What about all the players, the LIV golfers? Should they be welcomed back to the PGA Tour? Should they be welcomed back to any other tour? Should they have to pay a penalty? And my thought on that was, well, a lot of people were hardcore over it and saying, oh, they should pay for what they did and for betraying the PGA Tour. And I get that, and I got some of that. But I also had another thought that, hey, here's your chance. If you're the PGA Tour, welcome all these guys back. Yeah, make them pay a little bit of a penalty, but don't treat them like dogs or like dirt. Make them pay something to get back to the PGA Tour, but don't piss them off any more than they're already mad. And because I thought, what better way to just totally wipe out the threat of another golf league, of LIV Golf, than to take all of their golfers and bring them back in under the cover of the PGA Tour. Well, then that's not what the PGA Tour did, of course, and there are still some golfers like Bryson DeChambeau, John Rahm, Dustin Johnson, who are out there, Lee Westwood, Ian Poulter, big-name golfers who are out there, and they are trying to keep LIV Golf alive. They're ponying up some of their own dollars, over $200 million worth, to keep LIV Golf going, to help keep the league alive. So I don't know how much of a threat the PGA Tour views what they're doing, but that's where we are right now as far as LIV Golf is concerned. They had a chance to put the stake in the heart of LIV Golf and didn't do it. And so LIV Golf may live on. They're calling it LIV 2.0 at this point, so we'll see what eventually is going to happen. But it looks like we may still have some form of LIV Golf in the future. It is not totally gone away. All right, if you're a golfer, and you have to be a golfer if you're listening, how many birdies should someone with your handicap make? Well, according to my Golf Spy, the next time you're frustrated, you only made one birdie in your round, you could actually be right on schedule. If you are a zero handicap, you average about 2.3 birdies a round. About 13% of your holes are birdie holes if you are a zero handicap, and you get a birdie about once every 8 holes. If you're a 10 handicap, That's about 0.7 birdies per round. Your birdie chances are about 4%, and you get a birdie about once every 25 holes. If you are a 20 handicap, and that's probably most of the golfers that I'm talking to right now, that's about 0.3 birdies per round. 2% of your holes are birdie holes, and you birdie a hole about once every 50 holes if you are a 20 handicap. So like I said, if you're frustrated because you only made one birdie in your round, well, think about it. You could be right on schedule. According to data from ShotScope, they ran the numbers, and My Golf Spy put this out a while back. The other thing that came out of this study and the numbers is the real scoring difference, and I think most golfers probably know this by now. It isn't birdies. It's double bogeys. You really ruin your score with double bogeys, the difference between a scratch golfer and a 20 to 25 handicapper comes down to the ability to control bogeys. A 20 handicap makes about one birdie every three rounds, but a 20 handicap also makes about seven double bogeys per round on average. Look at these numbers. If you're a zero handicapper, you make about 2.3 birdies per round, but you also make about 0.27 double bogeys or worse. If you're a 10 handicapper, that's about 0.7 birdies per round and nearly three double bogeys per round or worse. If you're a 20 handicapper, that's about 0.4 birdies per round, but it's better than 6.5 double bogeys or worse per round. So it's not so much trying to make birdies as it is trying to avoid double bogeys. So the final thoughts on this are improvement in golf almost never comes down to making more birdies. It's always about making fewer double bogeys or worse, according to data from ShotScope, reprinted by My Golf Spy. So if you want to get your scores down, if you want to get your numbers down, don't worry about making more birdies. Worry about making fewer double bogeys. Quick note here from our friends at Divot Magazine. If you're tired of paying too much for golf, now you can play for less and enjoy this year's best golf discounts with the 2026 Greensaver. The Greensaver is available in both book or mobile format, and the Greensaver is designed to keep you on the course without breaking the bank. Greensaver, yours for just $54. Greensaver is also your ticket to hundreds of free half-off, two-for-ones, and other golf discounts in over 90 top courses and indoor facilities in Colorado and Nevada. With Greensaver, you can get discounts for golf, range balls, hitting bays, lessons, club fittings, and much, much more. And with Greensaver, get a free one-year membership to the Brewsaver, offering daily discounts on beer, wine, and other specialty drinks for just $54. Same price as last year. Everything else in golf has gotten more expensive from last year to this year. Not the Greensaver. For just $54, start playing smarter and enjoy a year of golf without breaking the bank. Grab yourself a Greensaver at greensavergolf.com, greensavergolf.com, and never pay full price to golf again. Well, have you heard what's going on with Jack Nicklaus? Jack is preparing, of course, for the Memorial this coming week. It starts on Thursday, and the Golden Bear will be hosting the 51st Memorial at Muirfield Village in Ohio, his backyard. 51 editions of the memorial. Hard to believe. On the eve of the event, it was revealed this week that Jack Nicklaus is living with ATTRCM. That's trans threatened cardiac amyloidosis, a rare progressive heart disease. The condition causes cardiomyopathy, a stiffening of the heart muscle, and irregular heartbeats. Jack has been managing the disease with treatment and now serves as a spokesman, an advocate for early diagnosis. He's gone public to raise awareness of the red flags, what to look for. While some of the common symptoms include shortness of breath, heart failure, atrial fibrillation, known as AFib, and carpal tunnel syndrome. He began experiencing some related health issues around 2015. The progressive nature of the disease meant that it took years to receive a correct diagnosis. You recall, Jack had surgery for carpal tunnel syndrome before the Masters this year, and he showed up not too long after that surgery for the ceremonial first tee, along with Gary Player and Tom Watson, and Jack shanked one really bad. And to be honest, and I hate saying this, but he did not look good at all for that ceremonial first tee at the Masters back in April, or in early April. Now we probably kind of know the reason why. There is treatment. Jack is actively managing the condition, which includes taking the prescription medication Vyndamax, V-Y-N-D-A-M-A-X, to help slow the progression of the disease. And Jack Nicklaus is also working closely with organizations like the Amyloidosis Foundation and the makers of Vyndamax to encourage older adults with unexplained heart issues to get checked by a doctor. Now, if you have those symptoms that I mentioned, or some of the symptoms that I mentioned, doesn't necessarily mean you have this disease, but it means that you probably should get checked out by a doctor. And that, of course, is what Jack is advocating, going public to raise awareness of the disease known as ATTRCM. I hope I'm pronouncing some of these names right. I'm not a doctor, but I play one on the radio sometimes. And the disease does cause cardiomyopathy, which is stiffening of the heart muscle, along with irregular heartbeats and shortness of breath, AFib, and carpal tunnel syndrome, which is interesting that it has come down to that. Jack Nicklaus is 86 years old and a spokesman for this disease and battling the disease and actively managing the condition. So if Jack can do it at 86, then you can go out, get checked by your doctor, and hopefully you don't have to worry about that. But should you worry about it, it can be managed. It is manageable. But best of luck to Jack in battling that disease, and best of luck to Jack Nicklaus and his organization for putting on the 51st Memorial Tournament this coming week at Muirfield Village in Ohio. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. More of Tee to Green comes your way right after this.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. Another hour just flying by here on Tee to Green, the golf show. I'm Jay Ritchie. Our thanks to Tom Farrell for joining us earlier today. We could not track down Mike May. He's over in jolly old England playing a English Links and Coastal Golf Experience Tour and writing about it as well. Mike is a Florida-based golf and travel writer. He's the editor-in-chief of the IndianaGolfJournal.com and also writing and contributing to some 14 golf publications and websites around the country. And he got invited to go over there and play these six courses in 6 days. Today is day six of his venture, and he was hoping to come on with us today and give us a recap of the past 6 days. What we'll try to do is get Mike back on the show when he gets back to the States, maybe even as soon as next week. But he was over there, as I said, playing six courses in 6 days, and we just couldn't hook up with him today. There is golf on the PGA Tour this week. The old Byron Nelson Colonial Country Club is the event, and it's now known as the Charles Schwab Challenge. Eric Cole, your third-round leader, one shot better than Ryan Gerard and two shots better than Mack Meisner, who's in third place, heading into the final round today, giving chase the likes of J.J. Spahn, Hideki Matsuyama, and Mark Henley. So, that's on CBS later today. And that's going to do it for another edition of Tee to Green. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks to Robert DeCosa in Master Control. And we'll see you back here next week. I'm Jay Ritchie. Till then, till next time, hit 'em long. hit them straight.